Okay. Once again.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And with
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is Wednesday, January 9th, 2013.
Episode 463.
We have a Lady Gaga wannabe over here.
Shut up. I'm trying to console my eyeball.
Your eyeball.
My eyeball. Because it's boined from jalapenos.
Yeah, we were kind of joking right before we got on that maybe we could move our mics into the bathroom and turn this into a Foul Monkey splashing episode where we could like flash dance pour our jug of milk over his eye to help with the burning.
It's bad, bitches. Yeah.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding, we've got a phone call!
Phone call, the first fucking phone call of 2013.
Hey, girl! Get into it. I'm back, and I'm going to let you have it. Oh, God, that was scary. That was like the thriller with that guy who was in that movie where he was alone with the vampire. I don't know where I went with that one. Hey, girl, this is Donna Sugars. So, I'm calling to say hi. Hi, darlings. I've kind of been away. I'm broken. So, I took a bunch of pills, and I had a few cocktails, and I just wanted to call all of my favorite people. Hi. So, how's it going? Oh, that's good. But I'm glad you're doing well. Oh my God, bitch, and you're totally going to win those podcast awards. Oh, girl.
Way to rub it in.
In your acceptance speech, I'm not expecting a shout out, but I did vote. A few times. Girl, I was about ready to contact some of those Big Bang Theory nerds and figure out some of the program. Girl, that would have been fun. Oh, I love Sheldon. Isn't he cute? He's so cute. I think I know he's gay in real life. And you know he's the top. Because he totally looks like a top. You know, he doesn't give a bottom vibe. Now, that other queen, the main guy, he gives a bottom vibe. So in the relationship...
Oh, and that was cut off.
You know that guy? One of our listeners used to date him.
Sheldon?
No, not Sheldon. The one from Roseanne.
Mm. Yeah. Oh. So, does that listener still listen?
Mm-hmm.
So, that listener, could you tell us, is he a bottom?
Which totally. Well, it's a female listener, so still? He's probably not a bottom.
That's right.
Is he halvesies, holesies, or nunsies?
We need to know.
We need to know.
I can ask her.
I'm guessing.
I make her soup all the time.
No, haven't you seen it? Wasn't he on one of those guys? Like celebrity dick pic sites that you were looking at the other day?
I don't know.
I literally
what?
No.
Someone posted.
I literally looked over to my shoulder and I saw him looking at little peenies over here, and I'm like, "What are you doing?" And he goes,
"When someone posts on Twitter, you know, like some famous person's like, you know, caught nude, I always go to that page, and then that website cracks
and then I get
me
spam.
Up. No, actually, you don't from that one, but." I will then go through and look at all the other ones. And really, it's nothing but, like, you know, screenshots of paused videos or, oh, look, you could kind of see the ball sack.
Like paused VCR videos with a line still.
But I love Donna Summers. Thank you for calling.
Sugars. Donna Sugars.
Donna Summers. I think I've had some pills. I think she'd like that, though. I bet you she thinks she's Donna Summers.
Get into it, Donna Summers.
I bet she thinks she's Donna Summers. Oh. Wait, what was that? Donna Sugars?
Was it?
That's every time
we
hear your name.
But we gotta play the whole thing when we say her name.
That's like 2 minutes long, sir.
Are you saying she's not worth it?
He said no. She, not Donna Sugars.
But referring to her.
But I just said Donna Sugars.
He only said twice. It once.
No, he said it twice.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Donna Sugars. So,
let's see how long this shtick goes.
It's not going to stay
very long.
Will
it die by the end of the episode, the episode ends? Or will it make it to next
somebody's
week?
Somebody's going to complain.
I wonder what happens when Donna Sugars gets Rickrolled.
Shit!
Sorry.
Fuck. We need to fucking turn that iPad down. We all got Rickrolled. Shit.
Ricky got Rickrolled.
You got Rickrolled.
That shit was loud.
Whoa. Whoa.
Sorry, listeners, if you heard that, because I ain't reducing it.
Excuse me.
Why is it that in 2012 it was the year of Ricky fuck-ups, but 2013...
Bradley
fuck-ups. Woohoo!
It's my turn,
you
bitch.
Are now the weakest link. Goodbye.
Warp, warp. Know what it feels like.
Yes, more phone calls. We like phone calls. Thank you.
Should we go ahead and just play the other one, too?
Yeah.
No? Okay. Oh, no. No ring-a-ding-a-ding.
We already did it.
We just do it one time.
Usually.
Well, let's do one extra for some time.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding, we've got a phone call.
Phone call.
I'm gonna from a haughty Nubian prince.
Hey, Ricky, Brad, and Waylon. This is Joe in Dallas just calling to wish you and all of your various loved ones a very Merry Christmas and the best of New Year's. You all have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season, and look forward to you all returning in the new year.
He's very calm. Was he drinking?
I have to say, is this the day of drunk holiday greetings? Because he did sound a little high, a little drunk.
Someone sounded a little zannied out. But we appreciate your phone calls. If you're drunk, on drugs,
call us.
On a bridge about to jump off?
Again,
call us.
Drunk. No, you drunk dial Foul Monkeys.
206-984-3685.
Write it on the bathroom wall.
I was just going to say this.
We need more pictures of that.
There was a graffitied part in one of the bathrooms at my university, college, community, prison.
The one you're at now?
Yes.
Oh, the one where you get to dodge bullets every day?
Pretty much.
Sweet.
How low can you go?
How low can you go? And then an MIA song. What's the song where she has the gun?
All I want to do is and take your money. Anyway, so in the bathroom, there was a graffiti that says, I need dick. Or, I need a big dick. And I wanted to put, and I keep forgetting the number, our number. And I was like, I wanted to put, call this number.
You should do it. So, oh my God, that would be hilarious.
I think what would really be funny is if now we change our voicemail. So it's like, hey, leave me a message.
You want a big dick?
No.
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 No. Just say,
why?
Hey.
No.
No, because this is why.
They know who
this
they're
is,
calling.
No, No.
This is,
no. No.
This is why I want to do it. Because I want to just say, have it just like, hey, leave me a message. I'm not here right now. I'll get you back. Or whatever. And I want listeners, I want us, I just want to go and put like need a dick or looking for pussy or something, you know,
and
like
put our number down.
Just put our number
do
down.
Do it.
In bathrooms, everywhere.
Do
just,
it.
Just fucking shit.
I need
all
a
that
handy.
Over there.
I need a handy.
Yeah. Looking for glory hole buddies.
Like 984-3685.
Yeah. 206-984-3685. Thank you.
And then our voicemail is going to say, you want a big dick?
No.
Why?
No, no, no.
Well, first, it keeps the telemarketers away.
Because they're like, they can't hang up.
You want a big dick?
No.
I'm changing it tonight.
Our voicemail will not say, hi, do you want a big dick? No.
Oh, you don't say hi. You just say, you want a big dick?
Beep.
I love that.
Hello?
I think that's going to be our new That's going to be our new intro.
I keep forgetting to bring that up, but that's what I want to do.
Another reason why
we will never win.
I do not share this podcast with my family.
Can you imagine
and
the
most
phone?
Of my friends?
Can you imagine the voicemails that we would get?
That'd be awesome, especially at like a truck stop or something.
Oh, so yeah. Who calls these numbers?
Call this lot, lizard. The people in the stalls.
Do they really? Have you called one?
No, but you know I'm sure somebody would, or we'd get a text message.
Oh, yeah. Call or text this number for a big old dick.
And then the answer is, want a big dick?
You just don't
text message. We'll put Josh's number for the text number.
No,
that's for the big old bottom.
Because then people start putting our numbers, and that is not happening. No.
That would be so fun. So you guys, you have to go out and go to the stalls and put, want a blowjob? Want a big dick?
Looking for a big old
want to be fingered?
Big old bottom.
You want to be peed on? Are you into scat? Blood? Whatever. Put it. Maybe women should write it in their menstrual blood.
That is disgusting.
Disgusting.
No, here's the thing.
What has happened?
I've seen it.
What happened at Christmas?
I've seen it.
What the fuck happened?
No. Christmas is red.
Oh. Oh my god.
And when you do this, you need to take a picture and tweet us and
exactly,
tag us on Foul Monkeys. It needs to be on Foul Monkeys. Just tag us at Foul Monkeys.
Right. So you guys, I got a baby before we play anything else. I got my baby.
Is it a cow?
Half of one.
And a pig.
You guys, you know, for like 9 months, 9 or 10 months, I've been like
grumpy,
orgasming
eating.
Over this. Bag.
For 9 months, you've been eating pickles and peanut butter and right. mayonnaise mm-hmm. sandwiches.
Because
you're Prego.
Pregos. So you guys, I got the bag that I was talking about. It was still the same price. I was hoping it would go down, but it keeps going up. So
I hate that.
Because when I talked about it 9 months ago, it was $555. Now it was over $600. And I was pissed.
Sucks.
So Tony is going to go tomorrow and see if we can get it insured, just in case it gets stolen.
Cool.
But I'm really excited, and I hope everyone saw the pictures on Facebook and Twitter.
It's a nice bag. It's
excuse me.
Large.
It's very large, and it was kind of hard to carry over here from the L.
Yeah.
But if I put it in backpack mode, it's a lot better.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Which I'm going to take it with me when I go to other countries. It's going to be like, bam.
And
take pictures
stolen.
And send it to the owners. Well, it's insured, so if it gets stolen, whatever.
I get a fucking new one.
Right. Duh.
Jeez. Whatever.
What else we got? We have some emails. We have reviews.
Some fucking reviews. And they're all 5-star.
Well, as they should be.
Good.
Right.
Yes.
So
Wayland
we don't have
is
a 5-star.
Oddly quiet. He is not even into us anymore.
He's looking at famous people dicks.
He is
reading Second World.
Oh, you know he is. Look at that face. Look at that face. He's.
Won't you all be sad to know that I was looking at my Facebook post about my dead father a year ago this month?
Oh,
thank you. Not so funny, is it?
Way to bring it down.
Play Carly J. Repson song.
Oh, fuck you. Oh, you need to.
Was it me?
Yes,
was it
me? Was.
No, it wasn't.
Hey, I just met Jesus. And this is crazy.
Okay, so reviews.
Whoa.
Bill Giffen. Ooh. Bill Giffen from December 1st, 2012. He says, great show. Found out.
You can't even read.
Well, it's because he said found about this show. That's what it says. And it confused me. Found about this show in PIMC. Very funny, guys. Everyone should give them a try.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'll let you read the next one.
You should read the next one.
No.
Because
I want to read the next.
What do you want to read?
Number two.
Okay.
Oh, okay. You want to read the poopy one? The number two poopy one?
Yeah.
Okay. Ricky, you should read this one since I've read the last two.
Pretty goddamn entertaining. From I'm gonna 5 stars. I'm pretty new to podcasts in general, but I find this podcast to be one of the few consistently funny ones. I went back and listened to some older ones, but I don't think I'll listen to any of the ones that don't include Waylon. Waylon is like the bass guitar of the group. Without him, the show seems kind of empty or lacking.
Mm-hmm.
He is a nice addition. My only complaint is I wish Ricky wouldn't dry heave or burp directly into the microphone. It just seems kind of,
both.
What's the word I'm looking for? Tacky. Anyway, thanks for the hours and hours of free entertainment. Much love, Tacky Plus One. I originally gave this 4 of 5 stars, which was wrong of me. I'm sorry. I love everything about this show.
I also love that Plus One is now calling himself Tacky Plus One.
Because it was tacky.
But
it was very close to that.
But it was a night. So you should have left that going. We could have gone with it. It's too late now. Don't blame me.
It's ruined.
It's ruined.
You fucked it up. Let's quit.
How to have...
Yeah,
it's not working.
How to have an eargasm. Subscribe to this podcast. By Arizona D-Rock.
D-Rock?
December 26, 2012. By far the second funniest podcast out there. Mm-hmm. These two hosts are a well-oiled machine spewing comedic talent into your ear. By the way, my doctor diagnosed me with a rare neurological condition, which causes me to reduce all of my descriptors by one, i.e. 4 means 5, 5th means 4th. I love everything they do, except hiatus. Get back to work, boys.
So it doesn't... 4 means 5, but 5th means 4th?
I think he meant 5 means 4. Five means 4.
I think he fucked up.
Yeah. I think so, too.
It's because of his disease. Stop
but that's
it.
Okay, because he gave us 5 stars.
Yes. We love it.
You need to get it. SF Pete. January 1st, 2013. He is our first of 2013.
January 1st, 2013.
He was like, I'm going to fucking get this shit.
I think he probably did that on purpose.
He was waiting at midnight.
He thought there was going to be a prize.
Do we know?
This is
San Francisco
Wrong Podcast.
I'm assuming SF is for that, unless it means...
Super Feet.
Super Feet.
Super Fister.
Super Freak. He's a super freak. Mr. Pete. Super freaky.
Freaky.
Let's take this one every sentence. What do you mean? Go around this way.
Oh, like a round.
Yeah. Not like a round, because that'd be awful.
We should do a round.
Oh my God, that'd be
horrible. I've been a
horrible
listener to the Foul Monkeys podcast for years, and I think you just need to get it.
Both in terms of subscribing, but also in understanding that the humor is never meant as a serious disparagement to anyone.
These are a group of fun-loving guys that love to laugh and share their unique experience with the world.
Perhaps the lesson I'll take away from them is everyone should be able to laugh at each other with love and kindness, and most importantly, at ourselves.
Don't take life too seriously and just enjoy the ride.
I'll be a listener first, maybe future friend second, for as long as the Foul Monkey podcast airs.
Let's hope that... that is many, many more years to come.
Okay, first of all, he planned this. He was like, I'm going to read more sentences than
I
you
know,
bitches.
I
right? I not plan this.
Totally. He's been counting that since like January 1st.
Yep. 5 star.
So you guys, that's all the 5 star reviews. We really appreciate more. Please, please, please.
And if you find any 1 star reviews that you like, send them our way because we have
not done
not
any.
Found
1 star review. In a very long time. I love how that became a 2 star review.
I think it was like a do do do.
It's a 1.5.
Yeah, there you go.
Halfsies.
Halfsies.
So did you do anything exciting for New Year's?
We did.
We were all together.
I can't say it was exciting.
Dipshit.
I know. That's the funny.
I can't say it was exciting. I was hanging around with these two dudes that have eyelashes on.
You know who,
it was weird.
You know why? Because we were totally channeling Donna Sugars.
Totally were. I loved them.
We oh, did yeah. not.
And they were green, right?
Yes. Because yes. It was the theme was a night in the Emerald City.
This is at our local neighborhood bar, The Call.
Yes. Which is where we go to watch RuPaul's Drag Race and whatever. I had a good time.
Oh, I can't wait until that starts.
I know.
January 29th?
Wait, 28? Somebody's okay.
Yeah.
We did not leave until like 6 a.m.
I heard.
Oh.
I
and
heard.
They by the way, they closed the bar at 2.
I
heard.
We were not drunk when we got home. We were completely sober by the time.
We weren't
o'clock.
Even drunk at 2.
You were completely fucking tired.
We were completely fucking tired.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Felt hungover from sleep, even though we did end up sleeping for 12 hours.
Mm.
So you slept until 6 o'clock at night?
We slept until four. 8 hours. We slept until 3, 4.
And then it was 3. Sorry.
And then we had people over for dinner at 6. I think it wasn't Ricky. No, and I think you might have been. You could have been invited, but I think you left New Year's Eve before.
No. Let me tell you how this is going down, because I was there during the conversation waiting for my invite, because you were making the spectacular chicken buffalo shit.
Actually, but the only reason they were invited.
I was not there for this, by the way.
I did not know that. But here's a real reason why they were invited.
And before you go there, I know when I come over here and I have dinner and I leave, there better be a hashtag that says quality people behind my name.
Mm-hmm. We'll see about that once you become a quality person. No, the reason was that they needed to come over and
give you the bullet.
To give me the magic bullet, as well as they had a little thing that they picked up in
herpes
from Coppola Winery for
us. I'm kidding.
Glad I didn't make it.
And they wanted to return it sooner than later. And so it just was, we were already planning on making dinner for ourselves and wanting to come over. It was not a dinner party.
Speaking of herpes.
Get your panties out of a bundle.
I read an article today that there is a resistance to gonorrhea. There's a strand of gonorrhea in Canada that's resistant to all medications.
It's bound to happen.
Yeah.
Homos, watch out.
Wrap it up.
Homers, be careful. So, yeah, how was the dinner?
It was good. It really wasn't a dinner party. No. Literally, it was actually kind of nice for once having just 2 people instead of 10 people coming over. We made the same amount of food we would normally make, and we just had less leftovers.
I had a dinner party on Christmas Eve.
You did?
Mm-hmm. We invited Josh over because that was basically the only person that was here.
Oh.
And while I love Josh, doesn't necessarily bring, like, the best things to dinner sometimes.
If he brings anything.
He did bring dessert.
Which is shocking.
Which was a frozen pie that he halfway cooked. And then I tried to cook it longer, but then he was like, I need to go to church, so can we go ahead and take that out of the oven and eat it? And I was like, okay.
What?
So it was like kind of doughy in the middle.
What in the hell?
Wait, though. What? Didn't he bring something asinine to your housewarming party too?
Oh, he brought the salad.
Yeah. And no one ate it, I don't think.
No, because it was like finger food kind of stuff that
no,
was
it
going
was
down.
Weird
oh,
salad.
No, that was lasagna that yeah. we had that night.
What was the weird? It was a weird salad.
It was something weird with the salad. I remember we were all no. like,
did it have like,
I think this is what happened. He arrived a little bit late.
Walnuts and stuff on it or something.
Yeah, and cranberries.
Mm-hmm.
That but it was like
sounds good though.
But. It was good, but I think it was because he arrived a little bit late and didn't put it out, and then he put it out, and as people were going in for seconds,
I kind of want that lasagna now. It's good.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
Sorry,
that's pure. You're good. You're good.
So let's see, what else we got here? Do we have any like business to talk about, or are we good with that?
No, I think for once we really are just getting back into the swing of things.
Yeah. We have emails, we have comments from people mm-hmm. to read, so if we want to continue with that.
All right, so what email do we have?
Well, Mark D.
Who went to our website.
And went to our website.
Our lovely website that should say award-nominated podcast. Or behind
that should be our, but that should
fucking
be our news.
Losers.
That should be our news thing.
Congrats, we're losers.
The topic is iPod Classic. Don't throw away your classic iPod. Mine did the same thing. I got my new HD for $20 and it looks like new.
You read that wrong.
Oh, I got a new HD for $20 and it's like new again. I bought mine through PowerBook Medic. Also, you should buy all your Mac products online, but not from Apple. Don't buy your stuff in their retail store. Club Mac and Mac Mail will have no tax. I got my iPhone for free because I ordered a new computer online and the tax would have been over $300. Love your podcast. You keep my company all day long at work. Thanks for the laughs.
Did my reading skills pass on to you or something? Like what's
2013. Because I'm getting really confused by this
wasn't
email.
Illinois about ready to pass some laws though that the sales tax was going to be like our normal tax? Like there was going to be a special online tax? because they were bitching about how much money they were losing.
Some places do it, and some places don't online. Mm. So it must not be like enforced yet.
Yeah.
But thank you for sending that to me. I actually still have the iPad or the classic iPod, but I don't. You're telling me to open it? I don't know how to do that. Can I send it to you? You open it, put it back in, and then send it back to me? Could you do that for me, Mark?
I have like one of the original iPods, and it cracks me up every time I find it in a box because the fucking thing is huge with the little dial.
I've got even one
older.
Do you
have
older...
the buttons on
no,
the top?
No, I do.
Oh, that you
one,
have that?
I have that one. That one it had the dial, but it had the four.
That's
it's about time. I had the four buttons
Yay,
on the top.
Yay, archaic technology. You're better.
I am better. Damn it.
And they're both
Janet.
I love you.
Mm-hmm. So we have someone, Don C., who is from... Canada.
The
I can't
Torontos.
Remember if it's Toronto. Is it
the Torontos?
He sent us the mittens last year. Remember?
Oh, yes, yes.
Which we have in our car. And every
They've
time we
never
gets...
left our car since we opened them at your old apartment.
We did take them on our Six Flags trip last time.
Yes.
Because that was cold as fuck.
Yes, it were.
And as fuck it was.
Yes, it were.
trying to eat that peanut butter and jellies with those Pringles chips.
Oh, my God. I wanted to die.
We were like...
And those sun... Capri Suns.
They were almost
Capri
too Suns. Cold to hold.
Yeah. You were holding them up like by the corners, but not like because you were a stupid kid and you would grab it and it'd squeeze everything out, but because it was just so
cold.
Fucking cold.
Yeah, it's almost 50 degrees here in January, but that October haunted trip was cold
that was
as
cold.
Fuck.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Oh my God. We also renewed our passes, and Tony and I have probably the best pictures.
Tony goes, what's wrong with my face?
He's wearing his glasses.
And they're tinted.
But they're tinted.
He's looking for Superman.
And he's looking to the left. Where during the whole entire line, this guy, and especially the previous people that we had before us, had a handful. They didn't understand. They were kind of being rude. And so we walked up, and I think I was the last one in line, or I was one of the first ones. And I cracked the biggest smile, like it was like mouth open, like, took my picture, and he just like shook his head and laughed, and we got it back.
We all had awful hair too, because it was cold and like no hats.
And we're like, fuck.
And we didn't have scarves or anything, right? Like we didn't take anything with us.
We didn't expect I don't think we
I took a hoodie with me.
Yes. Yeah.
Because if I had anything thicker, I wouldn't be able to ride anything.
I had to give Adam my hat because his
noggin was cold.
His bald head.
Yeah, and my thick, lumpious hair.
Well, thank you for the email.
Want a big dick.
Have you even read the email yet? Wait, we haven't got to the email
yet.
No,
here we go.
Thanks for the email.
He went to our website and left us a message, which I love.
Yes.
Mongoose.
Hey, monkeys. Just a quick hey. Just wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I know I am late. It's just I have been crazy busy moving, holidays, and work and family. Just wishing you all the best in the upcoming 2013. Still listening. I even went back and listened to some of the older episodes as well. Pretty interesting indeed. Anyways, hugs and tugs. Don C., Toronto, Canada. P.S. We want our World Junior Cup back, damn it. I guess it's a hockey
thing.
They just started the hockey again, right? Like it was on a blackout or whatever?
Yeah, the NHL.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's back. Thank you for emailing us, and you can have it back, I guess. I don't know who had it last time, Tampa Lightning? I don't know. I don't know if I should talk about this.
Yeah, I don't know if you should either.
Do you know what I was going to talk about?
Yes.
Okay,
it could cause us a problem.
Ooh, yeah, I didn't even think about
that. Yeah, let's not.
No, because it's already been taken care of.
Okay.
but we're still not going to talk about it. In suspense. Dun, dun,
dun. Can we talk about this other? No. No. How about that? No.
How about Donna Sugars?
Oh yeah.
You want a big dick?
Get into it.
You want a DP? Yes, honey.
So what is on your sexual bucket list of 2013? Speaking of Donna wanting a DP.
I like turtles.
You.
Oh, me?
You.
I don't have a sexual bucket list.
To take the perfect.
Wait, whoa.
I can't
whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa. If you're fucking up the microphone, covering your mouth, practically spitting up on yourself because you made yourself laugh,
it's
share with the class. Share with the class.
Oh, you touch my tra-la-la.
Oh, is this your on your bucket list for 2013?
I just want you to touch my tra-la-la.
I don't have a sexual bucket list.
Well, I don't think I have one either, but if you had one, what would be on it for 2013? Like, do you want to take the provider from behind while watching Barney?
Sorry.
No.
It's
not close.
Okay, is it
to get down into the hole at Touche? No, Jackhammer with keeping my shirt and my underwear on. And my pants.
That can happen on the Sunday.
Yeah. That's not exciting. That's not fun.
Wait, are you going to do something when you're in the hole?
No.
Well, then that's not a sexual bucket
just
list.
Just getting in the hole is a sexual bucket list.
I've never been down there. With all your clothes on?
Yeah.
That is
I'm
not.
Amish.
That is a bucket list. That is not
I'm
sexual.
Amish.
Whatever. He's
I've got
a never
my Mormon.
Dude.
I've got my Mormon underwear.
No. That is not sexual.
That's totally a sexual bucket list. No, that's like an asexual bucket list.
That is a regular old bucket list of going to some destination that you're either too scared to go to or really want to go to. Bullshit.
He's gonna go.
If you let someone piss on you when you're in the bathtub,
I don't wear the right clothes for that.
He's gonna go down there and he goes, no.
You can go prepared. You can take a pocket poncho. You know, one of those ponchos you get to stick in your back pocket.
That I got at SeaWorld.
Or take your own trash bag to be cheap.
There you go.
He's gonna go down there and be like,
can't touch this.
No.
That was okay. Yeah. What's on your sexual bucket list?
I don't
know. To take that candle thing right there?
Oh, damn. That's like 4 feet.
Bradley'd be happy for once.
Oh, yes.
It's not tapered enough. sexual bucket list. Oh, I know. I'm going to have sex with Bradley.
With Daniel Brewer.
Three countries. In 2013.
That's boring. That's what boring old people do.
Doubtful.
First off, Barcelona will be sharing a room with them.
No, it's okay. You can totally do that.
No, we're going to be in Barcelona on a ship. We can have a quickie in a bathroom somewhere before the ship takes off.
Duh. Oh,
I'd love to see this happen.
This is my bucket list. I didn't say this was like a guaranteed
Apparently,
list.
Some people can't do quickies.
Well, apparently he isn't going to happen now because he's just like, that's not going to happen.
He's like, I'd rather have a drink.
Fine. I will not have sex with you in Spain. I will not have sex with you in Italy. And I will not have sex with you in the southern part of France.
Well, more time to shop.
Yep. Totally your loss.
Oh, it is my loss? Okay.
Yeah.
And what's on your sexual bucket list?
Doing it outside.
Not on a cruise ship.
I've done that before.
What if we're at sea?
I've heard you still be
at night
arrested by Jesus.
By Jesus?
I heard.
Is this from Josh?
I heard.
Yeah. He would know.
I heard that a swordfish will come out of the water and fucking stab you.
This is for Jesus.
Want a big dick?
I was trying to get one. I wonder if Josh does know the sexual laws of
I'm
countries,
sure he does.
So that what can I get away with legally?
That's probably why he wants to go to Copenhagen, because it's probably like the freest shit there. Or
actually,
something.
It is, because you can have because when I went to Copenhagen, we were looking up gay stuff online, like what to do, even though we didn't have time to do any of that. And it tells you that you can have sex in the park. And that they actually have, though, like, actual full-on anal isn't necessarily legal. Like, it is
Bubble honking.
It is completely okay if you want to go down downtown Julie Brown in a park. Uh-huh. So much so they have these.
I don't think she appreciates her name being associated with blowjobs.
She's a nobody anyway.
Whatever. There are things called birdhouses that hold condoms.
Used or unused?
Unused.
Oh, okay, good. Where do you put the used ones?
I don't know. A trash can. And apparently, it also said that if you get harassed, you should go to the police because they are more likely to be on your side because they really are anti the whole...
Or rape you.
whatever, with their nightstick.
I just had a really funny idea about swag bag shit for Pride 48. If we had,
we need to get on that like tomorrow.
Now,
yesterday. I think it'd be fun if we actually had condoms with our stamp on it, and it was a yellow condom that made it look like a banana. Now, monkeys, banana.
Oh, but could you repeat that? I wasn't listening.
Condom, yellow, banana, dick.
Does it taste like bananas?
No.
We could try.
I would still like to find, which has been hard to do, but there's some now websites that maybe could do it for us. Foul monkey printed biohazard masks.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Because I'm not going to be near death again because of Pride 48.
I wasn't even close to how bad you were.
Oh, it was awful.
I was close to it.
As he points to me.
I'm feeling fine. Let's party. What's wrong with me?
I'm dying. I felt I was dying last night when everyone left, and then when we couldn't get on our flight.
Oh my god.
You mean that time that you went to the airport a day early?
Yes.
Because Brad and waited in line and saw people jump the line.
Oh, that bitch. Yes.
We watched it from beginning to end.
So you had to get upset for nothing?
Yeah, and the line was 2 hours. We waited 2 fucking hours to find out that we were a day early.
What are you guys talking about?
Yep.
Bradley fucked up when he bought the tickets.
Well, we obviously it started in 2012, the fuck up for him.
But you know what, though? It was actually really nice to be there that extra night, though we already rehashed this. Oh, we had a very intimate steak dinner with Big Fatty and Daniel Brewer, and need to stop that.
You need to stop jacking off over there.
Sorry. It's on my sexual bucket list.
Your pit is jacking off while recording at our house.
Yes.
I thought you already told people that we do that, our triad.
Well, you know, something new. Mm-hmm. Although, there was somebody...
I think you should stretch to a holesies in 2013.
Oh, shit.
Put some weights on that.
Dave in the... not Toronto's. The... What's the other city? I always forget that city.
Montreal's?
One on the east west
Quebec?
Coast.
No. Venezuela.
No. Why? He's going to be so
Saskatchewan.
No, on the west coast.
Above Seattle.
Yes. What is it?
Starts
Ontario.
With
no, that's a state.
oh my
somebody
God.
Else
Vancouver.
Vancouver. It's like we've said.
Oh my god!
I said we've said so many cities.
I'm gonna have to delete that shit out because that is embarrassing.
No,
he was hoping for a pants off podcast and then like one on one videotaping and stuff like that. And I was like, not.
That's
gonna happen.
No, because we'd be chasing each other around the house with a video camera like that as we're all running away. Because Pac-Man.
Get away!
Get away!
Don't look at my fat!
Want a big one?
Yes. So.
I'm sorry that I forget what city you're from. It's always that one. I always forget Vancouver.
My girlfriend's from Vancouver. Her name is Alberta. It sucks like a Hoover. Whatever that. That is not one upping.
No, that is
that's a one upper.
No,
that was trying to quote something
that's
poorly.
I never forget Vancouver.
That had nothing to do with that.
Kate plus
Kate
eight.
Middleton. No, I said Kate Middleton. I wish. What's her name? Kate. John and eight plus. John and Kate plus eight. What's her name?
I don't know, but I disagree.
It looks awful.
With your, when you have your earphones, your headphones on, you totally look like someone from the Lollipop Guild.
You're trying to
represent the Lollipop Guild.
You need to stop doing that. You're pulling your bald spot bigger.
You kind of are. Now it looks like you have a comb over.
Good. That's on my sexual bucket list.
Is
to fuck a comb over. Oh my god.
Oh, is the provider gonna rub his wiener in your comb over?
We were at a Christmas party. And one of our friends got so drunk. And before this, they're like, they thought this other person was always so hot. And I'm like, they never really wanted to approach him because they didn't really think it was reciprocal and all that. Well, all shit flew out the window. He's just like, I'm drunk. I don't care. And so he started hanging out with him more and more. And I saw him walking when I walked through the house once. They were sitting on the couch together, and this person goes, I just want to stick my wiener in his beard. It's so cool. I'm like, what's stopping
it's
you?
It's so soft.
Yeah.
Is it's that the so thing you were just talking about?
No. And I was
there's
like,
no such thing as a soft beard.
I disagree.
That shit is always hard.
No. Like, anyway.
As we all rub our beards. That's like, that was on my sexual bucket. We all rub our beards at the same time.
It should be. It should be like a three-way cheek beard rub.
Oh my god!
Are we doing like some kind of like a fetish foul monkeys calendar?
Oh, we are. Let's do a fetish list. Everybody sends in their fetish, and we do it within reason.
And we're gonna make a what? Are we gonna make a calendar?
No, because we can't make other things either.
So. He goes, I just want to stick my wiener in it. And I said, what's stopping? He goes, good point. And he starts to like mount him and is literally like getting his crotch all up in his face. And the other friend's sitting there. He's like, honey, maybe when you're sober.
I love the fact, too, that his response wasn't no, get off me. Let's talk when you're sober.
Right.
Maybe when you're sober.
Yeah.
It was good. That's a cool friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
The whole night, I've never seen someone so funny when drunk. Like, he was trash.
Tell him about the shot.
Is this somebody I know?
You probably never met him.
So we were doing shots of absinthe and some other stuff. And then we were all started doing shots of this, it's not disgusting, but disgusting after absinthe and everything else, like bubblegum vodka. And everyone, so yes. they pour him a shot, and then they're going through and pouring. Before they even get to everything poured, he shoots it. Throws it down the table and says, take that, pussies!
You're drinking bubblegum vodka.
No, and everyone just starts laughing and looks at him and like, he's not even done pouring the shots for everyone.
He's like, why do we have to wait? I want my drink.
Take that, pussies!
That was good.
And
times.
Again, you're drinking bubblegum vodka.
Yeah.
That really
was it good?
Actually, it tastes
does
like
it taste like bubblicious? Or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that was right. That was what was there.
But Jesus, absinthe was so good.
That tastes like licorice, right?
It smells.
Yes. It's like more like anise, black anise. But yes, black licorice.
Yeah. But it's not real. Because they don't sell that here.
They do now.
Stuff in it.
They do.
It has wormwood in it still.
Yeah. But you have to know which one it does, though. And we knew somebody who.
They have it in France, right?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Our friend who's from France.
Our Frenchie.
Oh, our Frenchie who likes
who
to
listens?
Do Apple TV stuff, but
who
not
listens?
Mine.
That's right.
Okay.
Because he stopped.
Who
has left us a review?
Who has a... No, because I don't think he just started listening.
He's an immigrant.
Yes.
Actually. He came over on the boat, right?
Yes. And who has an irrational fear
Mayflower.
Of...
standard poodles.
Of standard poodles and clowns.
Well, the clowns I can get, but why standard poodles?
Because
they're not
bigger
afraid
than,
of baby.
Because they're
bigger than him.
Because he's not
God,
a tall
what if
man.
It was like a Saint Bernard around him or a Mastiff?
I think there's something about the overquaffedness of most standard poodles as well.
Yeah.
It just
wait. What word did you just use?
Overquaffedness.
Could you please
use that in a sentence?
Well, he just did. I need the definition.
Quaff. It's you know like a.
Could you spell it?
No, actually. Yeah, oh. Quaffed. Like it's a hair term. It's a style, stylized hair.
So curly.
Not necessarily. It could be big or ornate.
Quaffed.
No, it's quiff.
Oh.
Are you looking up queefed? Because that's not
no,
what
no, quaffed. Quaffed.
You're, are you
drink
looking up queefed?
Something alcoholic. Hartley.
No, that's not the same word.
That's well, if somebody can tell us how it's spelled. Now, please, people.
Respond.
God, what's taking them so long?
Wait.
I don't have my computer, so I can't play.
Oh. Well, it is the same spelling, but it's saying it's not a real word. It's an Urban Dictionary thing. Coif hair.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a French word. Or derived from...
The hairstyle in which the hair is curly, straight... At the same time.
Oh, no, that's something different.
Well, this is Urban Dictionary, so there's a bunch of shit on here. Oh, but there's one called the patch of hair on a man's chest. I thought that's called taco meat.
What?
Oh, a ginormous hair of epic proportions.
According to reference.com, coif hair is a term used to describe a hairstyle in slang language. Coif hair could describe hair that appeared messy or uncupped, freshly set or styled. Generally, there's a lot of hairspray used too.
Like Donna Sugars at Pride 48.
With you look like you just stepped out of the hairdresser.
Like Donna Sugars with the...
Oh, my bad.
All right, y'all, we have to go. We can't give them more than 45 minutes, so we have to go. We're at
44.
Yes. So let's go.
Actually, it is. It's the original. I'm sorry.
The original. Oh, God.
I had to be right.
The spelling is coiffed, and it's to cover with or as if with a coif. And in hairdressing grooming, it's to arrange the hair.
So basically you're saying he's afraid of the way the poodle's hair is arranged.
Yeah, because,
which is curly.
No, because it's styled, you know, that's shaved and it's big and poofy like around the
legs. And they're pink and purple sometimes. Yeah. Alrighty, people, we're out of here.
Wow.
We hope you enjoyed that dork session. So we're gonna do a live show anytime soon.
We were scheduled for every third Wednesday.
Wait, is that next week?
I do believe.
Let me check. No, yes, it is.
So we may be live.
But we may have to delay it for like 30 minutes or something. So we'll talk about it.
Okay.
All right, this is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Done. What a big dick.
No.
No. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.